So they didn't want to take it away from him, but I've been jumping up and down and hollering a lot lately, so hopefully they finally will.
Okay, well, thank you for your advocacy, Toby.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, we'll continue on my phone here. So this is for those listening to recording, this is 17B in Diamond Bays, part two. At least my video, I could see on my I guess my computer, it eventually gave up on getting Wi-Fi back, so it just started converting the recording. So that'll be part one. I guess this will be part number two of our share. Okay. So just to reorient ourselves, we said that you can't use the Kal Vachomer to extrapolate that if one thing's Usser, the other thing is Usser, and therefore you should get Malchus. But what you could do is to extrapolate that because A is Usser, B should be Usser, but without going the next step and saying, and therefore you should get Malchus as well, that would be appropriate. However, Vamarava. Zar shalchem in a ola pnei zrika chutz l'choma. The Rabbi Shimon loka chamish. Rava taught us based on Rabbi Shimon's teaching that if someone, let's say a Yisrael goes ahead and eats from an ola offering before zrika, before the blood is thrown, outside of the walls of the Beis Hamikdash of the Yerushalayim, Rabbi Shimon says you get Malchus five times. Now that's an issue because that means Rabbi Shimon actually believes you get genuine Malchus. It's not simply a matter of just violating an Isser. Now, quick parenthetical, why in this case do you get Malchus five times? Let's see if everyone can guess it. This is like a good trivia question over here. This is one of my, I like it when they do this in Maseches Makos, sort of like, you know, like gives you a very simple case. And how do you get five Malchus from this simple case? So again, we have a Tzar, we have a non-Kohen eating from an Ola before the blood is thrown outside the walls of Yerushalayim. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon says you get Malchus. So what are the five? I kind of just said most of them explicitly. Number one, eating it outside Yerushalayim. Number two, eating it before the blood is thrown. Number three, it's a czar, a non-Kohen eating it. Number four, not only are you eating it outside the walls of Yerushalayim, but by virtue of doing that, you're also eating it outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And number five, you're eating from an Ola offering that you're not supposed to eat from. So from that simple scenario, you've unwittingly violated five Yisurim that incur Malchus. So you can't just, Rava can't just, we can't just give an answer for Rava and say, oh, you know, Rabbi Shimon, he was just trying to infer, he was trying to extrapolate that's Usser to do all these things. He clearly believes that you also get Malchus for doing it. So, no, but still, the Gemara suggests maybe he didn't really mean Malchus. Maybe Rava didn't fully understand what Rabbi Shimon meant. Chamisha Yisurin happened. Maybe he didn't really mean Malchus, he meant five violations of the Torah, but not the degree that you would incur Malchus each time. Still, the Gemara is not buying it. Why? Vanan tnan. Elohein halokian. Look at our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, it says, who gets Malchus? And remember, in our Mishnah, what did we specify? Bikurim. First fruits and kachin kachim, ashim chagas offerings, that you get malchus for them if you don't eat them under the right conditions. If a non-kohen eats bikurim, sorry, not a non-kohen eats bikurim. If you eat the bikurim, if the kohen eats bikurim before the Yisrael reads the psukim, or kachin kachim that are eaten chutz l'kflayim, you get malchus. So. We this attempted answer that Rabbi Shimon, he wasn't going so far. He walked back what he said. He didn't really mean to give Malchus. You know, it's like sometimes you see in the Gemara is like this recurring theme. There's a whole sugya in Maseches Bava Kamma, whether so, you know, being like a vigilante. So the question is, you know, if somebody steals from me, do I have to wait to go through Beis Din, or can I actively just extrajudicially take back what is rightfully mine, or I have to wait for due process. So in that sugya, they quote a precedent that says that you could punch out somebody's teeth who did you wrong in that regard. So then one of the Amoraim responds, he says, what's it mean like to punch him out? It means punch him out by bringing riots and basin, bring proofs against him and basin. It's metaphorical. So, you know, maybe Rabbi Shimon is saying like, give him Malkus, you know, hit him up here. He didn't mean literally give Malkus. He meant just like, you know, we're smacking him with a violation of the Torah. Maybe. So Alakrais, you know, that's also the answer, by the way, they'd say Hake Ashina for the Rasha. We talk about the four children during Pesach. And they say you're supposed to knock out the Rasha's teeth. What do you mean, knock out his teeth? So it means, you know, I think Rasalvichik suggests this also. It means you should knock out his ideas philosophically. And it's just a metaphorical or hyperbole, rather. Okay, so how do we, so we can't just use Stam Kal V'chomers. Why do we know to learn all these special dinim that we said before? Well, we can't use a Kal V'chomer, as we said, to learn that there's Malkus for all these different categories. But rather, we're going to show that it was necessary to teach all these additional Yisurim because there are two Psukim where I only need one Pasuk to teach me all these laws that you can't eat, that you have to eat inside the walls of Yerushalayim for all these different categories of food. But because it taught a second Pasuk, therefore, we derive these dinim. So, lekray yaseiru, rather, there's an additional pasuk. Michti, siv, v'avisa shom v'achatot ne Hashem alokecha b'makom. And let's see, we got the continuation of the pasuk. Again, so you look on the side of your Gemara, in the Devarim, Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Vav through Zayin, Deuteronomy 12, 6 through 7, it gives a list of all the things that we actually mentioned in the previous pasuk on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, which was found Devarim Yud Beis Yud Zayin, right near each other. Why do we need two psukim giving me the same list of food items that I'm not allowed to eat outside of Yerushalayim? It must be to teach me a special din. Lichta Rachmana lo sucha lo ochlam. Why didn't Hashem just append to the end of it? Why did Hashem have to make two different sections of that chapter telling me exactly the same thing, pretty much? Why did God have to go back and teach another pasuk? Rather, it's to tell me unique isurim for each and every category in the pasuk. Now, there's different, there's like a whole entire tumult, as we call it, among the Rishonim as to whether that means we learn all the different dinim out, or whether it's just, you look in Rashi, he limits it a lot more. So we're not going to get into all of the different opinions in the Rishonim, but basically some still don't think that we can use this method to learn all the different dinim, all the different instances that you get Malkus from. Some do, and without blowing our heads off with the complexity of it, we'll leave it at that. That brings us to Yudches Amud Aleph. That brings us to the end of our shiur for tonight. Are there any questions that that we've been holding on to until this point? All right, well, next week, God willing, Yudches Amud Aleph is a pretty short one. But
you mentioned Rabbi Hakeya Shinov. You know the gematria explanation of that?
Oh, well, tell me, please.
So if you have, but you got to check my math here. But the gematria was for next year for your Seder. The gematria of Russia is 570. The gematria of Shinov is 366. 570 minus 366 is 204, which is the gematria of Tzaddik. So what you're really trying to do is make the Rasha into a tzaddik. You're not really knocking his teeth out.
All right. That's a good one. That's a good one, Henry. All right. Which holiday is next? Now, can I?
That's why you need to know arithmetic to know Gemara and stuff.
All right, Henry. So, you know, we'll have to get you to We got to get you to give a shear one of these days.
No, so no.
You got some material.
No.
Oh, Henry, so we're recruiting for Shkia Minion tomorrow. You're on for Zvartura, right?
No, thanks. I have to be at the... No, I can't be there tomorrow.
Okay. No, I'm not going to force you here. Don't worry.
Thank you. Thank
all right.
Have a good Shabbos.
All right, Shkia, everybody.
Good Shabbos, everybody.
Good Shabbos.
Good night.